views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Silver Gaia Show. The goddesses are here to help guide and support others on their own personal journey, blending ancient ways with modern times. Goddesses are known for their love and compassion for others and the planet. We're coming together at this time during an important shift of consciousness. Here's your hosts, Bree and Stephanie.
Welcome back to Silver Gaia Show. I'm so excited to say that every time. I'm like, we went 2 hours. We have another special guest. I'm so excited to have her. I'm just bouncing up like a little fairy right now. Georgina has been a master astrologer for over 30 years. She has helped thousands of clients and their life purposes, understands their karma, and gets insights from their talents they were born with. Georgina additionally has been a licensed psychotherapist by the state of California since 1989. She specializes in trauma, PTSD, and helping adult survivors of child abuse, neglect, and dysfunctional families. Georgina, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you?
Hello.
I'm excellent. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you. And we're glad you're here. So, I have some questions for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
When does Mercury turn retrograde until when? I mean, it's kind of like...
Oh, well, actually, it started turning retrograde today.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And it will stay retrograde until September the 21st.
Oh, wow. So, one thing I know that a lot of people get so upset about Mercury and retrograde. Do you get that? Mm-hmm. Where people are upset, they always blame everything on Mercury in retrograde?
Yeah, well, this is true. I mean, they're partly right.
Right.
But you see, the thing is, people in America and in the West in general, they always want to go outside, forward, action, right?
Right.
And it's not a real culture to go internal and look at things over again, you know? People don't like that. So this is what people don't like about Mercury retrograde. But of course, you do get bored. You have to go over things again. It's not a time. It's a time to go back because Mercury goes back in the sky,
right?
And not forward. So it's to go back and to clean up any messes. You know.
Oh, okay. So like
it's a big way of looking at it.
Yeah.
So like going and looking at. Doing some meditation and past life regression, things are going back.
Yeah, and to reassess what you have done and then to make improvements.
Oh, okay.
So that is the meaning of what you're supposed to do with Mercury retrograde. But there are some warnings, which is like miscommunication, or your computer breaks down, or your car, or the train comes too late, or the transportation has detours or delays, or you plan wrong, you come at the wrong time, at the wrong place.
Right.
You don't look at the details, you overlook details, you know?
Oh,
the
wow.
And that's what can happen is, you know, you can, oh my God, you know, you can start overreact, you know? And then, because you overreact, then you want to fix it fast, and then you fix it all wrong again, you know?
Right.
And then you don't even notice, and that's when things can go wrong, yes.
Wow.
So, I mean, But it's not that I haven't found it that difficult, personally, but if your computer breaks down or your car doesn't start, it can be a drag.
Yeah, well, you know what? I just think my computer problems are for me, since I'm not that computer literate. That's why I have a business partner. She can handle all of it.
Oh, you know,
I don't always blame it on Mercury retrograde, because sometimes it's just me, you know?
Yeah.
I hit the wrong button on my computer or something. So what else is going on astrologically?
Well, What else is going on is that August the 22nd, so just a few days ago, Mars also went retrograde, but it left the retrograde, and then it joined Saturn. And so now we have Mars on Saturn. And
right.
It just finished, but it's just like it's still going. So what that means is that, you know, if you have been assertive, if you have put your actions out, your efforts, this is Saturn, your
right.
actions is Mars. So since they're together, actions with effort and discipline, then it will be rewarded.
Oh, but, wow.
Yeah. But if your work was like sloppy or you didn't, you know, then you feel the effects of, you know, I'm a priest, I'm not progressing, and, you know.
Right.
So this is a type of we reap what we have sown.
Oh, okay.
And so that's a very good way to assess, like to sit down and to go like, well, right now am I happy with where I am, or, you know, or not? And then if not, because of Mercury retrograde.
Right.
So then we can fix it, because that's the time to fix things.
Right? Oh, okay, right.
Now, the other thing about Saturn and Neptune is Saturn is like the reality.
Uh-huh.
And Neptune, because it came out of the square, which is like a stress aspect, if you will, then, you know, the ideal is Neptune. So, you know, how does our reality fall short of our ideals, you know?
Right.
And and Neptune has to do also with, you know, Saturn is like work, and focus on my goals, and Neptune is, you know, I'm here to help others, I'm here to live my ideals.
Right.
And then if Saturn stress Neptune, then it is like, how do my ideals fit up with reality, you know?
Right, right.
And the other thing, you know, you can also see it in the bigger world, because like Neptune rules water.
Georgina, I'm sorry to interrupt here. We're having trouble hearing you. If you could maybe try and keep the mouthpiece a little closer to your mouth.
Sorry.
That's better right there. Let's stick with that.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. So, can you hear me better now?
I can hear you just fine, Georgina.
Oh, that is wonderful. So, now, and the other thing is that three planets are changing direction.
Oh.
Yes, in August and September, the first one is Saturn that goes direct again. So that's what I said. So if you have done your work, it went retrograde March 25th.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've done your work,
okay,
and you add a deeper meaning to your life, then you know, we will be on more solid ground and right now.
So okay.
It's a wonderful time coming up. And
right.
Then
well, it seems like there's a lot going on right now in the world.
Oh,
I'm just so much.
Oh, it's a lot. It's like, it's overwhelming. You know, you have... that's my dog.
That's okay. I got a few at home, too. It's all right. I'll listen to
extra special guests.
Yes, our special guest.
That's right. That's right. No, that's fine. Yes. I've got some at home that does that to me, too. So, it seems like, you know, there's so much that's going on that's unrest in the world right now. How can we see that astrologically, and how can we help change it even?
How it affects the world. let's go back to I just put my daughter out.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. let's go back to that fair that we just had.
Okay.
Death to this water, death to this drugs. And the first square was November 15th.
Right.
And that was the first time we heard about the Flint and the lead contaminated water, right?
Right.
There were rainstorms, major flooding, right?
Right.
And then Saturn is also boundaries and borders. And it's being said that I think that represents the refugee crisis in Europe.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Right.
And it's restriction, Saturn. So people want to escape this restriction, and they seek asylum. And asylum is Pisces, and Neptune is with Pisces.
Okay.
So in Pisces. So it's like this is how you see the planets, play out in worldly events. If you're into that side of astrology, it's
right.
Mundane astrology.
Uh huh.
There's so many branches of astrology.
Right.
So many types, but this is both mundane.
Wow. So, I really want to thank you for coming on the show today. So, you have a special I see for our listeners today.
Oh, yes, I do, actually. Normally, my readings are $200.
Uh-huh.
But today, I have my special reading is only $65. So, that's a whole hour reading.
Wow.
I horoscope.
Okay.
I will look at what's going on for you astrologically.
All right.
I can look at your relationship. I can,
At all that, you can look at everything for us. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So, and how is the best way for people to contact you?
Well, you can either send me an email on planetaryinsight@gmail.com.
Okay.
And then put your birth date, your name, your full name, the place of birth, and your time of birth. Or you can call me at 415-251-4035.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today for this short time, but I'm so excited to have you on next week's show for an hour.
Okay. Thanks a lot, there.
All right.
Pleasure to be there. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, isn't she fun? I love the dog. We had, like Eric said, a special guest. What do you think, Eric?
You know, you got to take time out for your canine companion.
I'm telling you. Did you find a puppy yet?
Well, we still have our current beagle, but haven't adopted a new puppy yet.
You haven't adopted a new puppy yet.
Waiting for the right time and waiting for the right dog to come along.
You know, I got a few dogs. You know, it's coming.
Yes, she has a few.
My husband might say no, but that's how it goes. So anyway, that was Georgina Nunez. She is an amazing psychotherapist and astrology. She's funnier than heck. And she's from Uruguay, but she lives in California, and she has so much to offer. I love her personality because she flies by the seat of her pants like the rest of us. Yeah, but she does a wonderful job for everyone.
Nice.
And that's what's important.
So for those listeners that don't know, much about astrology, how can you use an astrologist to help you on your path and help you with that healing for yourself?
Okay, so you know what? I can explain that on a personal level.
Okay.
So I went to an astrologer when I came here, and I wanted to make sure I was on my path, right? And this is before my mother even left the planet. It was a year before she left the planet, right? And I knew things were happening with her, right?
Right.
And I went and had a full reading done and everything, right? And it was paper after paper. It was a big, thick one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it helped me to be able to see what was going to happen, prepare myself. But we can also change our charts.
Mm-hmm.
We can just look at it. Okay, this is just advice.
Right.
You know, and so I was able to do some healing work before my mother transitioned over and during the time to get ready. But I was able to change some things about myself. So that's healing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I say, okay, I'm not going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I can change it. So if an astrologer says, well, I see, I don't know. Okay, so like when you're getting a reading and mm-hmm. you get the death card, right?
Right.
Everybody thinks you're going to die. Mm. No, we're not dying. It may be something in our life that's ending.
Right.
And a new beginning is starting. So that's kind of how I look at astrology charts.
Okay.
I don't follow them to the T.
Okay.
My thing is I want people not to be afraid of Mercury in retrograde. Right. You know, because so many people put so much fear into that. You know, it's Mercury in retrograde. This is why my computers aren't working. Or this is why Bree's talking funny today. Right. You know, or whatever, right? Right. Or I left my lights on in my car, which I know I didn't, luckily. But, you know, I'm just saying it has nothing really to do with that. Sometimes it's just our own irresponsible behavior, and we just got to quit giving into the fear of it.
Right.
And once you take ownership of saying, okay, I'm not going to fear this, because for some reason, every time when Mercury goes retrograde, I get stronger and pumped up.
Mm, yeah.
You know, and so, like, Seth couldn't be here, right? Mm-hmm. And you're here. It's just like, I'm just pumped up. I'm just going to keep doing the Silver Guy show and have a ball.
Right.
You know, no matter if I'm here by myself, and me and Eric are going to have to talk about Goddess ancient wisdom together.
Right.
Like, that's okay. We could do that.
We could. And so, you know, it's like, just keep going.
Right.
You know, don't let things bog you down no matter what time of year it is.
Well, I find it's really interesting how some people, like, they'll go to healers and then they'll take their words and, like,
as golden.
Exactly. You know, or even read like a self-help book and act like that self-help book is like going to change their life when it's just a tool, you know, and just like any other tool, it's like you take what you need from it, but you also have to be open to the understanding or the possibilities of other things happening.
And that's very true because, you know, I wish so many times I could just heal everything at one time, right? And you can't. You know, it's a daily basis. We're working on
We're having an experience.
Right. So I just say that I'm a spirit in a physical, trying out a physical body is how I look at it, right?
Right.
And so it's like, I want to go ahead and heal everything all at once. You can't do that. Till the day I leave this planet, I'll be healing and working on myself. And then when I leave and I go, like, I love Susan Harmon's, from the Susan Harmon Hour, where she says, going to heaven school. Then I go to a heaven school and heal again, right? And work on me some more. And then I know I'm going to come back again.
Yeah.
Because I want to see people succeed on this planet.
Yeah.
So when, you know, with the old paradigm coming back and the divine female energy really ramping up right now, it's like, hello, goddesses, here I am. I got more to tell you, you know. And so, but I want to get back to the Lemurian numbers here for a minute on purpose. Okay. So today was Trinity, truth, trust, and passion.
Mm-hmm.
So you can also look at it as what year it is, the date also. So you can take the month and the day and the year. And because remember, there's no 10 in the Lemurian numbers. So you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Then you start over counting again, right?
Uh-huh.
So instead of 11, 10, you'd go 1, 2, 3, right? Well, every day the numbers can change, right? So I took today's day, just today, is a 3, right, for 30, because there's a 0. So Trinity. But then I took out, added all the numbers, and it went into balance. And listen to this, because there's two of us today. 2 represents a balance in light that carried you into the knowingness that is all equal into some fashion. Isn't that kind of cool?
Nice.
So you can also take a year you were born, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was going, I'll just bring mine up, you know, I don't hide nothing. So, you know, I may not want to say the year, but that's okay. I don't know. I'm having too much fun at 57. Right. Let me just tell you that. So mine came out as a 6, which is mastery. To master something was to know it so deeply that it became a part of the creator's force, the most beautiful light and love that is possible. Now, that's one number you cannot change.
Right.
All right. So even though I came in as mastery, right, it doesn't mean I'm a master, okay? There's 144,000 ascended masters. That does not mean that, you know, I'm saying I'm an ascended master. That's not what I'm saying. Mastering what I'm doing in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing it so deeply that someone cannot change your mind.
Right, right.
So, you know, it's just like you and I. We may not agree with everything that we say to each other, but we honor and respect. And that's part of the Lemurian laws also. Right.
Well, I think it's important to know that we can have differences. It doesn't mean we can't be friends, you know?
Correct.
Like, that's something that I have you know, seen over and over, like they'll, you know, whether it's, you know, politics or religion or whatever. And then they like lose themselves in being caught up that they're right and everyone else
is
wrong.
I stay out of politics. I'm not into
that. Well, I'm
that.
Just saying that in general, how like we tend to attach ourselves to something and then shift.
Right. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. See, we're talking like we're on the phone even right now or in my car. So here's the thing is I'm not talking about politics like the president or whatever. Right. I'm talking the spiritual politics.
Yeah.
The metaphysical politics. Into that.
Well, learned is that, you know, like there are so many different healers, so many ways of looking at it. And even if you look at the different religions from the different countries, okay, it's like they were here for a reason. And every healer that comes into your path, they're there for a reason, to teach you something.
Right.
It doesn't mean you have to learn exactly how they learn or everything they know, but you can take little bits and pieces. And that's actually how I did a lot of my practice, was everybody who I worked on and everybody worked on me, I would take little pieces and go, oh, I really like that. Ooh, so I'm going to do that.
Right,
But knowing you don't have to resonate with everything that person
does.
When
I came up and did your workshops, you know, I was teaching up there, right?
Yeah.
And I said, you know, what resonates with you, accept it. What doesn't? Don't accept it.
Right.
It's okay.
Right.
You know, that's the one thing. So that's where the love and honor and respect comes in. You know, and it's sometimes, so humbleness does not always meaning you have to be really quiet. But humbleness also means you have to respect others also and yourself.
Well, and accept that you may be wrong.
Right.
Maybe you don't know everything because there's so much information.
Are you kidding?
There's no possible way one person can know everything.
No.
So, and a lot of us learn from our experiences. So somebody may have an experience and it may be different than yours. So they have every right to believe the way they do because of their experience.
True.
But does that mean that their experience is everybody's? No.
No.
So that's where that respect, that the humble comes from, is knowing that you could be wrong and it's okay.
I know that we talked about this before. Having a healer work on you that's not working on themselves. I know. What do you think?
So I have a problem
because
with that.
You just really worked on yourself a whole lot, and I've been working on myself. Things have really changed.
I've been working on myself for 12 years, partly because I was told I was the screwed up one in the relationship. So, so I was bound and determined to heal that part. Well,
you know what? You healed it. You left and you realized you're on this new path taking classes. You've already healed
exactly.
That.
So, but you know, when you work with somebody who's not willing to work on themselves, I don't feel like they can truly give you the benefits that you need because, like I said, experience is your teaching from experience is your best way to teach.
So is there a way for our listeners to know if somebody has the qualifications or they've been working on themselves?
Well, you know, I believe we are led to the people that help us, regardless.
What you're saying.
Bree, look at how we met, okay?
I know.
We didn't know each other. I, like, sent you a message on Facebook saying I was interested in Lemuria, and then 3 months later, you call me out of the blue trying to call a different Diane. And we're sitting there talking.
That was funny.
We're talking, and I'm all like, who is this? And she's I'm Bree. And I'm like, I don't know a Bree.
I got to stop for a second because, Eric, that was so true. I picked up the phone to call her, and I said, my name is Bree, you know, and I do the ancient goddess wisdom, and it was the wrong Diane.
Yeah.
And
sometimes things just work out.
Synergy. Right. I mean, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, it was funny.
And then she started just talking, and I was like realizing that we were like on the same journey. Like literally, we were doing the exact same things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and in fact, I think the first time we met was at the class you came and taught.
That's very true. And it was just like, that was funny. It was just like, we were both on the same thing. And it was just like, okay, I'll come teach your class. And it was just hilarious.
And just like how I ended up at that High Watt Live event, I met Ariel. It's like people have fallen into my life because they were meant to be, you know?
Right.
And I call in people for my business. You know, I'm self-employed. I barely do any advertising. And I just say whoever's going to come to me is going to come to me. And, you know, I have clients that don't even get what I do. But it's amazing on when they leave and how much they're like a little bit more open to and go, wow, I can't even explain that, but that was cool.
Right. Wow. You know? That's neat. So the other thing is so if we take, what's tomorrow's date? Tomorrow would be the first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what that is? Creator's. Is it the first?
Is it the first?
Tomorrow's the 31st.
Okay, oh, the 31st. So that'd be a four. So that's even cool. The fourth.
You're always living in the future.
I'm telling you.
Jumping ahead from the rest of us.
Us multidimensional travelers, what do you expect? At least I'm staying in my body today, Eric.
We appreciate that.
Clothing.
Otherwise, I'd have to talk for 2 hours here.
You would have fun. Let me tell you. Just take my notes and go. So the 31st. So that's four. The fourth light. The number four is the balancer of all balancers, which is really great. Great. He has me still laughing right now. This is the opportunity to learn about the physical, the emotional, the mental, the spiritual, the awareness that it takes to be being of great understanding.
Right. So that's where I think like energy work is so important when mm-hmm. it comes to any sort of healing. We can... you know, talk, we can deal with the thoughts and the emotions, but there's something to the energy work that it pulls it all together.
Right.
You know, that magic of life mm-hmm. that we tend not to include or have, restrictions on.
Right. No, I agree with that because sometimes we forget. So like my husband, he's fine. He's like, can you please check out this person? Tell me what you think. Nope. And why not? Well, and, you know, maybe a job or something, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he's listening right now going, great, I'm being told on again. Because like I said, I can only use somebody that I have permission from, right? Mm-hmm. Because in these roles right here, the universe laws, I cannot read anybody else or feel their energy or anything without their permission.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so I can't check on a job even for him. Well, so that's why I might do the numerology and see what happens, right? That's different. But checking on psychically on them.
Well, and sometimes that person, even though they're curious about the other person, they need to have the experience for themselves.
That's right. And you boy, know? Has he again, gotten experience.
Again, that goes back to enabling and helping people that aren't willing, you know, that aren't enabling. Like not helping people that needs that aren't really needing help, but you're trying to help them anyway.
Or wait. Enabling also can be continuing to help someone that's not helping themselves.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a big one with me.
Yeah. Well, you know. I know that. I lived in that. It didn't work out very well.
All right. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break, Diane.
Awesome.
And we'll be back with more Silver Gaia and Diane.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Susan Harmon inviting you to join me every Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time for the Susan Harmon Hour. I'm always curious and I enjoy discussing a wide array of interesting and provocative subjects with fascinating and erudite guests. If you're looking for grounded authenticity with a twist, you'll want to join us for a fast-moving and informative hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Silver Gaia Show on Alternative Talk Radio. So, I'm going to talk about a very special person I know. I call him my big guy.
Oh, yeah. Who's that?
Well, can't use his name.
Okay.
But he's very special to me. And he's all elven energy.
Ooh.
Now, here's the thing. I've been telling people the elves are here.
So can I ask you the difference between elves and elven?
Okay. So an elf would be the ones that, like, the little gnomes and everything that are in your flower beds, right?
Right.
Elvens are stringent. You can't con them. You cannot manipulate them. And they're, like, 11 feet high, tall. And they're nothing but pure light. They do not need a portal to come through.
Okay. So are they, but are they earth, like, earthen beings?
No.
Or,
okay, no. So. No angelic beings. Okay.
But do they have pointy ears?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the thing they have in common with that, elves.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah,
that's the thing. So, like, Lord of the Rings, right? Where they're going to see the elves, right?
Uh-huh.
So imagine those were actually the elves they were seeing in Middle Earth at that time.
Okay.
So, you know, and the hobbits were like, what, 3 to 5 feet tall, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm 5 foot. So, you know, anybody so over 5'5".
You might be part hobbit.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know. I claim the fairy
You're
side.
You're not wearing sandals today, so I can't see if you got hairy feet, but.
Cute.
I'll take your word for it.
That's a good one.
So the elves have been coming here for the last couple of years, and people are awakening to that now, that the ones that have decided to come here. And what's really nice is they bring in such a loving, pure light energy to this planet for the rest of us.
Nice.
And so I call him my big guy because he's much taller than me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, every time I get a hug from him, it's just like this angelic feeling of love and I'm home. Even though, you know, I'm not back home with the goddess and God, you know, God and goddess, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's here to help bring all this energy through. And sometimes they're not even aware of it, and they're waking it up, and they're going, wait a minute, maybe this is why I feel this way or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you, elves are nothing but love. And they can grow vegetables and do all the things that I try to do, right?
Well, that's great.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm going to learn to grow flowers again in this lifetime.
Oh, I feel like I have a black thumb.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I blame it on my mom because she was always about silk.
So anyway, they're here now and they've been here. So you may see somebody really tall in the corner of your eye and all of a sudden that person disappears. You're looking at Elvin.
Mm.
And so they have the pointy ears.
Mm-hmm.
They have certain features, but sometimes they look without the pointy ears.
Yeah.
You have to really pay attention to them. And they're giving and gracious. And they do it with such grace and ease about themselves.
Nice.
So, like with you and I, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm like going, okay, I got this big mouth, right? What can I say? Somebody's got to have one around here. Anyway, so, excuse me.
It's not like mine's small
no.
or anything.
No.
I mean,
no.
I have my opinions.
Right. So, anyway, so. When the elves first came to Lemuria, you know, they're the first ones actually there.
Oh.
And I'm going to explain just a little bit about this. There was a great marriage that took place on Lemuria.
Oh, yes.
The great marriage. So, Creator Source says, rounded up some angels, right? And said, I'm going to send you down to this planet, and you're going to meet your mate. I want you to go down there, right? Well, the angels went down there. Then they had to fly back up and say, Father, 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 how beautiful it is down there. Purple tree, you know, flowers everywhere, green grass, right? Well, after three times, the Creator said, okay, you're going back down, but you're leaving your wings and you're going to meet your mate down there.
Mm-hmm.
And these are beings of light, right?
Okay.
So this is over 50,000 years ago, you know, that long ago, right? So, angels took a mate. And went in front of this huge tree. And it was an elven tree. And it was the purple amethyst tree.
Mm-hmm.
Where she performed the great ceremony and the great marriage between the angels and the elves. And that's how Lemuria began. And we're going to go more into that next week.
Oh,
but
cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it sounds very interesting.
So my big guy that I talk about, he's actually married to an angel.
Oh.
as hilarious because, but she's a little sneaky sometimes too.
Mm-hmm.
She's not all angels, I say. But, you know, they hold to such integrity. They hold to such light, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, you know, being an elven or an angel is about, is holding that light for the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because, like, I truly believe, I mean, we were born in this planet as pure love, right? You
mm-hmm.
look at a baby,
right.
That's the reason why we love puppies. And it's not until we go through life and we pick up all these different belief systems, like baggage, you know, right? And gunk.
Uh-huh.
And then we forget that we're ultimately that love.
Right.
And so, and it's interesting because I feel like that's what's going on this planet right now, is really clearing away a lot of those fears, worries, doubt, a lot of that gunk.
Right.
And getting us back to that true source energy, that pure love that we were born to be.
Right.
You know, that's the reason why I love those two songs that I mentioned earlier.
And that's the reason why I like going to see this couple, right, mm-hmm. that I go see. Because they're able to remind me, wait a minute, this is why you're here, Bree.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's hard, but this is why you're here.
Right.
And that hug from him takes away all the confusion right. I've had for a week or two.
Yeah, and you know, it may be hard, but you know, sometimes that hard is what gets us to excel and gets us to be a better person.
Right.
Because if everything was so easy, why would we change?
Why
would we move? Like, why would we do anything?
Well, and I really don't want to do this journey again.
Oh, yeah, no.
So back to the elves and stuff. I want to talk more about them.
Okay.
Okay, so beings of light that do not need a portal to come through. They're coming through daily, one right after the other. People, pay attention. We're heading for a big ascension.
Mm.
We're raising our vibration. The planet's raising the vibration. And next year, there's going to be a big change.
Yeah.
And as you know, I get messages a year ahead of time, sometimes too. You know, I have to keep my mouth shut. Well, now I can finally start really talking about it.
Yeah.
And every week I'm going to bring more about it out.
Yeah.
Because it's so much. And if, you know, like when you found your classes,
mm-hmm.
that was already picked up for you to go there. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like you're getting ready for this big change that's happening.
Right. Well, and I find it interesting that this new man in my life, I mean, he just got out of a 16-year relationship just like me. In July, just like me.
Weird. My husband and I did the same thing, but not 16 years. You know, we both were together. You know, ex-husbands, right?
Right.
An ex-wife with
right.
the husband I'm married to now, right?
Right.
13 years exactly. It was right. weird. So I understand that.
Yeah. So, you know, and it's interesting because it's like, yeah, everything, it's like those pinpoints are already there.
Right.
It's just about you working towards them, right?
Well.
And it's, you might get like off-centered. You might go a different path, but ultimately,
right.
eventually you'll
and
get
sometimes
there.
Sometimes you get there.
Yeah. And so like, and it's all about the journey getting there, right?
Right. Oh, so true. So back to the elves, what I want to say about them right now is pay attention, know that they're here, they're not going nowhere, they're going to be here for the ascension that's happening on this planet. We're going to keep raising the spiritual vibration thanks to the help of the elves.
Nice.
And the ET system. That's one thing I want to tell everybody right now. Pay attention to what's happening in the skies. Keep watching those stars, you know, because you don't know who is watching you and helping you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people have asked me, I see these little black squiggly things, and they're thinking, you know, and I've made the same mistake when I was younger, right? And black squiggly things, what are those? And I used to think, you know, if you're not as high as light, you gotta get away from me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't move. All of a sudden, I realized, wait a minute, and I'm not going to go into the whole story because it's pretty personal. I went, oh my gosh, here are the ETs. This is, like, I've been here, started 8 years now, so about 12, 13 years ago, right? And they were just bothering me one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking out my kitchen window. Why are you guys bothering me so bad? I looked up and there's a special person that wanted to come see me from the ET world, right? And not always is dark wrong or bad.
Right.
So people don't put a judgment color because there's a reason you're seeing those dark squiggly things because the ETs are trying to get really close and get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the crystal skulls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those are so important.
Oh, my gosh.
Gosh, when they're awake and they've been activated, and, you know, a lot of them come in activated as long as they haven't been harmed by the cutters, mm-hmm. right? And they have so much information to give us. I mean, my hands are clenching right now, right. as you can see. So much information And once you start working with them and not just think it's your head, because you're really hearing them talk.
Yeah. And they're connected with our ancestors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and they're the best way to heal those old belief systems. Our friend Raven Menegosis,
right.
She works with the skull, Edgar.
Edgar.
And
yeah.
He's fabulous. I remember when she first got him and I sat with her and just had, we were doing work and I was like out of my body. I was gone. It was amazing.
I have a friend of mine has loaned me one, and his name is Chuckles. And he laughs all the time. I was trying to work with him last night, believe it or not, right? Because I was really concerned about something, right? And I'm holding him, right? And all he would do is laugh. And I have a Labradorite one, right? And so I was holding him, and he goes, you know he can't quit laughing. Just give it up. I'm going to work with you.
Nice.
So when you start working with your skulls, because that information is so important, you know, like Einstein, you know, all.
And even the little skulls, like you can go to the store. I mean, if you can't pay for a huge one, get a little one.
I have one little one, the 1-inch ones.
They're all connected, especially if you put the intention and you can like what I end up doing sometimes is I'll take the picture, go find a picture of like an active skull that's working, and you can put it by the picture and have it download the information that you need.
Or the other thing is you're able to take just like with a stone.
Mm-hmm.
So I did this with Jean-Luc. Jean-Luc cost me, $14. It's a little tiny one, right? And he's a little green. I forget what kind of stone he is. But anyway, it doesn't matter right now. So I put him in my hand, and I was blowing in my intentions into him, right?
Right.
What I wanted, right? And so what happened was, you know where he likes to sit? He doesn't want to be in the kitchen. He wants to be in the kitchen. He wants to sit with the fairies under the flower pot. The one flower that's not dying in my house, right? And sitting there. But if I take him, like, by the other skulls, oh, get me out of here. Put me back. Put me back. Come on, be with the fairies.
Nice.
He doesn't want to be with no other skulls. He gets mad.
Yeah. Well, it's like everything is energy. And it's only our... It's only the thoughts that it's not real is what stops it. You know, I mean, it's like you. I mean, I have these stones these hot stones that I got. I harvest them off the beach, and it's so funny. I left them at a friend's house because I was doing hot stone. I was travel massage, and I'm like, I'm not taking these traveling. So, well, it's funny because when I moved them back to my office, literally they get excited every time she comes, and it's so funny. I'm all like, I can just feel all of a sudden this excitement from
these
stones.
Right. They must really love her because they do.
And it's because they stayed at her house and she treated them like they, you know, like they needed to be respected. And it was awesome. And I appreciated that.
Well, and you know what? That's really true because the stones and crystals need to be respected. They're a live creature, being crystals.
Right.
They pick you out. You don't pick them out. You may think you're picking it out. That stone's actually picking you out.
Yes. Yeah.
And as long as you're respecting them and honoring them and loving them,
right,
keeping them clean,
you
know, and I'm a big thing about keeping my stones clean, right? And keep them clean and out. You know, they don't like to be put in bubble wrap. They don't like to be put in a bag. They like to be out where they can breathe just like the rest of us. Because if you imagine us being put in bubble wrap, we're going to suffocate.
Right. Well, it's funny because it's like, well, stones, like, the only way they move is actually through people, right?
Right.
You know, they don't do it on their own, so.
Unless you have a mischief fairy.
Well, of course, but still, even that is a being that's, like, moving these stones,
right?
So I had this friend, she's all like, well, yeah, and if you stub your toe on a rock, it's usually because that rock wanted to look in a different direction.
I love it.
That is such a great way of looking at this, you know?
No, I love it. That is so true. That is so true. So. Mastery of love number. I want to talk number 5. Love to the Lemurians had no opposites. Get that? It was the perfection of light and the creative force incarnated. To master love, when I was hurt that I had to go number 5, I was scared. I was like, am I going to be able to master this, right? Can I do this? Can I get through the love state, right? One, I had to learn to accept myself. And love me for me, right? This is years ago. And I was like going, okay, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. And when I got through it and I realized the creative force incarnated, I was like, I finally did it. I mastered it.
Nice.
I know.
It's cool.
And well, I think it's so important that people master love.
Yeah, well, and honestly, I feel like I've mastered it. I mean, I went through what was a very traumatic month. I mean, to sit there and think that I might lose my business. And then when I did the GoFundMe page, within 8 hours, I had like basically 2 months worth of rent that I could pay for. And it was like that to me was like another confirmation of how much love I put out into the world and I was receiving it in back.
Right.
You know, and it's awesome to be able to master love.
No, I agree. So I am listening. I am present. I want to get back to that. Sometimes people don't think I'm listening to them when I really am. As a multidimensional traveler, it's hard sometimes for me. So I'm driving a car. I'm thinking. They're showing me a movie. I'm trying not to leave my body. But I'm really listening. And I am present.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want people to understand that, that when you're a multidimensional traveler and we're walking through worlds constantly to get this information to bring back to our listeners, that some people feel that we're not listening to them. We really are.
Right.
So that was one thing. So peace begins with me.
Well, can I just say, like, the one thing I really appreciate that is that you try to also remind the person that you're talking to. Like, I know it sounds like, it seems like I'm not listening, but I'm listening. I'm listening, you know?
Right,
and
right.
So I do appreciate, because that, again, goes back to that whole truth. Because, yeah, people, you know, they put their own fears into it. And especially if you're not listening to it, that's a huge thing. It's about the communication and speaking our truth. So for you to be able to communicate, yeah, I am listening. I know it doesn't sound like it, but I am.
Right.
It doesn't seem like it, I am.
Right. Like we were talking on the way up, I'm going to meditate on what you had said to me, right?
Right.
So I'm listening. It's just was time that I have to kind of keep myself in a certain space to do this show.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe on the way back, we'll talk about it. But right now, I had to keep myself in a certain space so I wouldn't travel off to
and I was like, fair enough.
Orion, Syrians, you know, go to Pleiades, go home, whatever, you know. So I come back. So the other thing is, I want to get back to confidentiality. That is so big with me. I can't even explain it. Even more than that, you do not have right to talk about someone else without their permission. I don't care if you're a reader, healer, or you don't feel you have any of these abilities, you still do not have a right to talk to about somebody without their permission.
Right.
There's certain circumstances, though,
mm-hmm.
you know, concern.
Right.
Concern is one thing.
Well, and even the concern, you should never, like, use someone else's name or make it identifying so that person, someone else can figure it out.
Right. So, the balance.
Because sometimes we do need to talk out our situations.
Right. There's a difference. So, but I'm just saying, you know, because we have so much inner fighting going on in the metaphysical community right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put it out here again. If you say you're the best reader, the best healer, the professional psychic, the professional healer, you got a problem because nobody's the best because we're the conduit.
Right. And
that's all we are is a conduit for the healers.
Yeah. And everyone's different.
Right.
Everybody's going to resonate different. There's 12 massage therapists in my building. 12.
Right.
Okay. Like, apparently, I'm like the only one most people think I'm that is there. And it's like, well, I don't really feel like there's a competition. It's just whoever is drawn to you is drawn to you. And I don't have to sit there and say I'm the best or I'm, you know, whatever, X, Y, and Z. It's all like because I am who I am. And you're either going to draw to my energy or I'm not or you're not. And so we shouldn't be like labeling ourselves as the best because we're all here doing the same type of work.
So I'm going to use this for an example. So during commercial breaks, Eric's eyes are starting to roll.
No.
I just seen your eyes kind of go, oh, no, what's she going to say?
I was worried you were going to release the hot secrets that we talk about during the commercial.
Oh, yeah. We can't let everybody know that yet. So during the I've been off the air for 8 years, and it's like riding a bike again. You learn to ride a bike again, right? Mm-hmm. So I have no problem talking, but I appreciate that you say, hey, Brie, you need to do this, this, and this, and this, right? To remind me what I need to do. And count me down like you're doing, which is great. So that's honoring and respecting.
By the way, 7 minutes left in the show.
Okay, see, there you go. So, but that's honoring and respecting what you do and your opinions and what you're getting. So I listen to what you say. If I decide to use it, that's my opinion. That's what I decide to do. But obviously, I follow. Oh, well, thank you. I'm going to tell my husband. He said I was the boss. But it's honoring and respecting your opinions, and I maybe make a twist on it, but I still use what you're giving me. You get what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah.
And if more people would just live that way, life would be so much easier.
True.
We'd be happier.
Yeah. I just know when I'm done.
Everybody
today,
deserves respect, right?
I'm telling you. So I'm going to go to one other one because on these numbers, because it was just, there's so much to talk about that I'm not going to have time for everything. But I'm going to go to 9 on purpose. Completion. The number 9 simply meant that one level learned was brought to a complete understanding and that it was time to move forward to the next. It is not the end. It is completion of one phase so that one could enter into another. Every day, our numbers can change. So if you just take the date, it doesn't have to be the year or the month, just the date. Every day that number can change, and you can constantly go through these numbers. I know I'm holding the papers like the listeners can see. And so we're going to have them on the silvergaia.net website, by the way, so everybody can get them. It's really important that you have these. So when things change, you have them. Mm-hmm. You know, and that way you can know what you're doing. So with the goddess light, it's really important that we keep following that. And I know a lot of people go, you know, one thing I'm going to put out, I am not New Age. I'm just going to put that out. I'm metaphysical. I'm of the goddess light, God and goddess light. I was raised that way. My lineage comes from thousands of years ago, and I'm just going to keep being who I am. Mm-hmm. So the word New Age, I don't know what to say because a lot of people like to use that word. But I'm really not, because when they say third eye, I say mind's eye. Mm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just can't. I'm not going to turn my values for other people because I already tried the conform thing and lost teeth since I've been here.
Yeah, I understand that.
You've been around.
You can lose a lot more, too.
Yeah, I'm not losing me. That's where the law is about. It's about me. That's what law is. So these are really personal laws that people need to follow. You know, and so following the cycles and stuff of the moon is really important, too. And that's where ceremony comes in.
Mm-hmm. Releasing what happened in the last month. I mean,
right.
And, you know, it can be as simple as looking at the moon and saying thank you and sending your gratitude.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it doesn't have to be a huge drawn out thing. It's whatever works for you.
There's sometimes I do a full ceremony. And then there's other times I go out. I release, I set my intentions, and go and thank her for, you know, Goddess Luna's job, what she's doing.
Right.
You know, so those are things that we're doing. So, I want everybody to remember, prosperity is your birthright. Peace begins with me. That means you. Mm-hmm. Gratitude, joyful and fun, honoring your feelings, my feelings, everybody's feelings, clarity of intention, and it's all about you.
Right. And, you know, and anything you notice that you really want to shift in life, allow yourself to shift it through all time, space, dimension,
Thank
and
you.
Reality.
Right.
And not just on the surface.
That's right.
Because that's been a huge difference for me. You know, I was doing everything on the surface. But when you can take it to those levels, it's amazing.
Right. So I want to thank you for being here with me today and co-hosting with me. It's been great.
Yeah, thank you so much, Bree. I mean, I'm sorry, Stephanie, you were sick, but thank you. I totally appreciate it.
Feel better, Stephanie.
Yeah, yes. That's right. So how's it going with the new house, Eric?
It's going pretty well. Yeah, I'm finally going to get a little bit of time to unpack and clean up my yard a little bit this coming Labor Day weekend. So I'm excited and looking forward to that.
You're going to start painting pretty soon? Or is the painting done?
Well, the painting was going to happen on the old house, and that's already been taken care of
now.
So, and new floors got in. So today I finally finish up everything on the old house. So,
oh, wow.
I'm excited. So now I can concentrate on the new house.
Well, when you're done,
your new journey.
I'm telling you. I'm going, since he's almost done, you know, and we both live in Tacoma, you know, I need walls that need to be painted.
Well, I didn't do the painting.
Oh, darn it.
For a good guide.
I should have, though, because painters charge a lot. I feel like I'm in the wrong business.
I'm telling you.
I saw those bids. I was like, ooh, I should have gone to painting school.
My husband was a journeyman painter for a long time. That's why I know how to paint. But I'm going to tell you what. If I didn't, the first time he saw me paint, he snatched that paintbrush out of my hands. And said, that's not how you paint. I went, okay, then show me how. So, you know, I still have to use the tape, right? And he goes, 15 years later, you're still using the tape? Yep, I'm still using the tape. Mm. So anyway.
Most people use tape.
That's right.
Yeah. So I just got to share real quick. My stepmom is like painting. And she like is painting really crappy because she has one eye like blind and no
oh, she's
eye.
Trying her best though.
Yeah. But it's really funny.
Okay. So I wanna welcome thank everyone for joining the Silver Gaia Hour. See you next week.